set. We started off with the Blues Brothers version of the Peter Gunn theme, and then it was a medley by Fergal Skaal and Paul Moran with all sorts of Irish Gaelic names that I can't pronounce. But I found that on the Rough Guide to Irish Music 2nd edition. And then we finished things off with a very cool cover of a Beatles song, Happiness is a Warm Gun, performed by U2. And I found that on the Best of 1990 to 2000. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Celtic Fiddle Festival once again with the Tidos reel. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back again next week, hopefully with another sound collage. And meanwhile, stay tuned for Andres and his late night delights. I know I am, as I have my late night leftover pizza delights dinner. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Andres' Late Night Delights yet again on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tough Free From Radio. Y'all just heard Roller Coaster by NMIX, and I'm really glad I got into NMIX because I didn't really understand. You know, I just didn't get it at first. But I think it was after they released Passion Fruit fairly recently, that's when everything started to click for me, and I went back to their older stuff, which isn't even that old, but anyway, they have some good stuff. Roller Coaster being one of the highlights of their discography, in my opinion. But we have a lot of eclectic tunes lined up Some old, some new, I guess, for me. That would be. But, yeah, this next little block, I'm trying to figure out if I want to do threes or fours. I'm always trying to decide. But we have song off the new Young Lean and Blade collaborative project, Psychos. We have one of the best ones, in my opinion. We have Sold Out. Pretty chill. The whole album is fairly low-key, which, I mean, as a result, didn't really leave a huge impact on me, but I think Sold Out and Golden God are definitely some of the best on there. But then after that, we're gonna pump it up with Elfa Elfo by Oli Rare, featuring Tomasa del Real, some neo-perreo, you know, some alternative like reggaeton action. And then we're gonna keep up the energy with The Strongest Gang, The Hood by Predator, you know, kicking it back to 1996, I believe. Yes, with some gabber. And yeah, we'll just take it from there. We have some more electronics, some more rap, some more K-pop, and yeah, we'll mix it up. Those have been my staples recently. But yeah, let's get it.
Para el papel, 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 para el Thank you.
Welcome back. Let's talk. Y'all heard Sold Out by Young Lean and Blade. And then El Fa El Fo by Oli Rare. And then lastly, The Strongest Gang, The Hood by DJ Predator. And not to talk about Roughneck Records every single show, but their catalog is very, very good. And I kind of wish that a lot of the stuff post 1990, like after 1997, was on streaming, but for some reason it's not. I think it's because at that point, DJ Roughneck, the label founder, had some sort of like a dispute over like the rights to the label or something like that. And then he kind of pivoted and made like a different one called Gangsta Audio Visuals. So that's probably why. A lot of it's on like Bandcamp too, but I don't know. I want it on Spotify and whatnot. But yeah. Also, at that point in 1997, the Gabber scene started shifting, really. Even though Roughneck was a great pioneer, combined a lot of great sounds, you know, got a lot of the drum breaks and whatnot to create the sort of art core sound that he coined. But yeah, at that point in 1997, they started actually toning it down. So the trend before was to speed it up as much as possible, which is how you got like subgenres such as terrorcore and whatnot. But yeah, I think that slowing down of the BPM in 1997 was probably what birthed the kind of harder styles genres that we have today, like hard style, jump style, and whatnot. I feel like it's especially evident in jump style. I feel like it has a similar vibe to that kind of I forget if it's called like millennium hardcore, that sort of slower style that started in 1997 or so. But yeah, interesting seeing a genre of music's little family tree. I love it so much. But let's move on. What do we have next? We have a short little rap song called I Hate Zombies by Star 67. The beat on this one goes crazy. You'll hear it. And then we have ¿Qué Hacemos? By Bescupen Espira. And featuring Mino Wave. I actually found this song on Mino Wave's SoundCloud. He has some cool electronic songs. So this one's pretty chill. And then I'm feeling kind of a disco sort of mood. So we have Sweet Somebody by Shannon. I forget how I found this one, but it's probably because some future funk artist sampled it. But I'm going to do my research and then we'll come back and discuss.
Now witness my true power.
She said that she needed me, she treated me like a deity. She said that she needed me, she treated me like a deity. She said that she needed me, she treated me like a deity. Niggas bitches fight and these niggas ain't on anything. I don't need a bitch, I just need to up my salary. Pick up a both leg, got me out fucking night. It's a rant, so I'm gonna be alright. You agree, I think you ain't said that right. She said 67, send me out like a light. If you do me wrong, then you gotta pay the price. I don't give a fuck, so it's fuck, but you're nice. Niggas fucking suck, all these niggas do is bad. If you do me wrong, I'm gonna take your fucking life.
Stay away, don't come near me.
She said that she needed me, she treated me like a deity. Niggas, bitches, fine, and these niggas ain't on anything. But I don't need a bitch, I just need to have my salary. Pick up the both leg, got me real for the night. That got me some rent, so I'm gonna be alright. If you said you agree, I think you ain't something right.
What we been doing out here, you know what I'm saying? Like we be just with girls all the time.
Go round.
about you, bro?
Suburban kid, bro. I am from
Rockland, California.
Bro, you ain't gonna be talking to me like that, bro.
Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, listen to Sir Paul McCartney. Might not be the holiday season, but yeah. But it's still a reason to celebrate. It's Friday night, so this is Late Night Delights is on, and that's enough reason for me to celebrate. But let's recap. We heard I Hate Zombies by Star 67, followed by ¿Qué Hacemos? By Besculpen Espira, featuring Mino Wave, and lastly Sweet Somebody by Shannon. And I looked through my disco, funk, soul, R&B, etc. playlist, and I saw Sweet Somebody like among a lot of songs that added on the same day. So I must have been doing some sample searching, but I could not find the song I found it from, unfortunately. But future funk is a great genre. Lots of cool flips, and yeah, it has led me to a lot of cool music discovery, appreciating the disco that came before this genre. And yeah, let's move on. What do we have here? I've been getting into some Fresh Boy swag recently. You know, a lot of people say his music is trash, and it might be, but I'm kind of rocking with it. So he has a lot of singles, and it's kind of intimidating to go through his discography, but I've been chipping away at it, you know, whenever I feel like it. And this is one I quite like. He doesn't usually pitch up his voice, but I think he does it on this one. It's called Lyrica, featuring Xavier Sobased, which is probably the reason why he decided to experiment with the pitch shifting. But yeah, I think 1C, their little rap collective, they have some interesting things going on, usually, especially Fresh and Zave. So let's see, what else? We got Ice Cream by FX, going back to the K-pop. I listened to a handful of FX songs the other day. I forget what the impetus for that was, what inspired that. I think it might have been on TikTok. I saw like an FX song, and then I knew on my YouTube that I had like a bunch of songs in the search bar. So I went ahead and just went through all of those. And they were all bangers. Couldn't possibly play them all right now because I'm trying to, you know, vary it up. But, you know, Ice Cream, this is one of the better ones. And then lastly, we have Freak Hope by Speaker Knockers, Rest in Peace. This song has also been going up on TikTok as of recently for some reason. But I'm glad it's this one, you know, and, you know, try to take away attention from that god-awful posthumous instrumental album that his estate decided to put out. That was just straight up disrespectful, honestly. Those were like beats from when he was like 13 years old or something. They were just never meant to come out. He was just messing around in the studio. But this is a classic. This is one of his biggest hits, along with Lonely. And yeah, let's get into it. Ice Cream. No, wait, that's with Lyrica, then Ice Cream, then Freako. Let's get into it.
Fucked up. nigga what, nigga what, nigga what, nigga what, nigga what.
See you twerk, yeah, put in work, yeah. Take off your shirt, yeah, go berserk, yeah. Split on a dick, yeah, do a trick, yeah. Yo nigga ain't shit, yeah, full of shit, yeah. Baddest in the party, yeah, pop the molly, yeah. Got a lot of body, yeah, la-di-da-di, yeah. Ain't fucking with no lames, yeah, playing games, yeah. I be switching lanes, yeah, make it rain, yeah. I be stunting hard, yeah, in the mall, yeah. Riding foreign cars, yeah, I'm a star, yeah. She dancing like a pro, yeah, I'm like, whoa, yeah. My pocket's so swole, yeah, hit the pole, yeah. I ain't tryna cuff, yeah, I'm tryna fuck, yeah. You ain't tryna fuck, yeah, pack your stuff, yeah, ayy. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking beat, ho. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass, bounce that ass. Bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass. ground, yeah. Make it bounce, yeah. Make that clapping sound, yeah. Right now, yeah. Shawty, you're so mean, yeah. Twerk team, yeah. I'ma throw this green, yeah. On the scene, yeah. Can you make a shake, yeah. Earthquake, yeah. Let them bitches hate, yeah. Get your cake, yeah. I can change your life, yeah. One night, yeah. I promise I don't bite, yeah. Fuck you right, yeah. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking beat, ho. Bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass.
Yo, welcome back everyone. And let's see, y'all heard Lyrica by Fresh Boy Swag featuring Xavier So Based, followed by Ice Cream by FX, and lastly Freako by Speaker Knockers. Rest in peace yet again. He was so young when he passed away. I think he was only 19, unfortunately, but his legacy lives on. Honestly, you can hear so much of like his sound in like the modern rap scene. People say this like all the time, and it's true. Like, especially, I don't know, a few years ago, you would hear, like, a Roddy Ricch song, and, I don't know, you could just get that vibe. But, yeah, and in that's a short amount of time, he had a lot of influence. And even at the time, he was, you know, he was inspiring, like, memes and stuff, like the ha 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 ha, you mad or not, on Vine. That one was generational at the time. That whole trend like did numbers, but yeah, I need to get more into the Speaker Knockers discography. I know a few of the hits, but I need to get into like Flex Father and Married to the Money 2. You know, so much to discover, so much music out there, not enough time to listen to it. It's so unfortunate, but let's focus on what we have here. We have next up artist I played last time as well, I believe. We have Sara Malacara with her song 10 Perks, featuring none other than Hatsune Miku. Yes, the famous Vocaloid. And the feature kind of goes crazy. But next up, we have Flower Rhythm by Artemis. You know, some of the members that are still part of Luna. And the song is interesting because it kind of borrows some elements from some songs from one of the members' solo albums. Yeah. So Heejin released an album called K and the intro track. And I think it's, yeah, the lead single from that album kind of like served as like an inspiration for this song, which is like more fleshed out. And you can kind of hear it in the chorus, especially, I believe. But yeah. Awesome song. Cool synths too. Yeah, Modhouse, the company, or like the label behind them, really have a knack for some cool synths. You can really hear it in their other girl group, Triple S, as well, in the production. But after that, we have some city pop, you know, calming down the vibe. We have Forum by Miki Asakura. And yeah. Then after that, I have a couple more songs to hopefully round out the show right on time. But yeah, let's get into it. I'm excited.
Son las tres, yo quiero hablar con vos, yo quiero hablar con Dios, yo quiero. Esto me mata, porfa respóndeme. Yo quiero hablar con Dios, yo quiero. Yeah. two tempers, manteniéndome en pie. Me pisan las off-white, just kill me.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's recap what y'all just heard. So first, we had 10 Perks by Salamanakara, featuring Hatsune Miku. Next, we had Flower Rhythm by Artemis. And lastly, y'all heard Forum by Miki Asakura. And I'm trying to remember where I found some of these. 10 Perks, I actually remember. I was on YouTube looking at, like, Swagger Boys videos. I forget, like, which one it was, but on the side I saw this video for 10 Perks featuring Hatsune Miku, and I was like, what the? You know, it's so funny seeing, like, featuring Hatsune Miku on, like, any song, because technically anyone can get a Hatsune Miku feature as long as they have, like, the Vocaloid software, I think. I don't think there's any real, like, like, clearance you have to get to use it otherwise, or, like, to credit Hatsune Miku or whatever. Like, I don't know, I don't think you have to split profits with the Vocaloid. That'd be funny, though. That'd be weird. But, yeah. Then Forum. Where did I find Forum? Again, probably a sample, but I'm always mad that I can't, like, name these off the top of my head. I should know my playlists from front to back, but alas. Let's see. I think I'm going to play Cheerleader by Porter Robinson next. Awesome little track. This is the first, like... Actually, this is not the first Porter Robinson song I've ever heard, but it's the first one I've added to my playlist. I heard that part of, like, that one album with, like, the purple hand on it. I forget what it's called. But there's some good stuff on there. But, yeah, I never really got the hype with some of his other songs, like Shelter and whatnot. They were, like, huge. But... yeah, it is what it is, though. Maybe I'll come back to them later. But yeah, I'll play Cheerleader, and then we'll, like, come back, wrap up, and then I'll leave y'all with some Makarosu 8299 to close out the show. Some titles in Japanese, so I'll figure out what it is, but it's the fourth song off of Sailor Wave. So hope y'all enjoy this little electronic tune.
Fire up.
Cheerleader by Porter Robinson. And that just about does it for Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio for this week. I'll leave y'all with Rei Hino by Makarosu 8299. And that's the name of Sailor Mars from Sailor Moon. And yeah, hope y'all enjoy and good night. Catch y'all next week.